the rest of the story. Maybe you've seen the movies like Colors, New Jack City, Boys in the Hood, but you have not seen the world's toughest street gangs, not even in the movies, nor even in real life, but you're about to. You're standing at an urban intersection. You look to your right. You see a group of hookers in this neighborhood. They range in age, by the way, from 16 to as young as 6. You look to your left and you see a young thug approaching an elderly man with a weighted club. The thug hacks open the old man's skull because the hoodlum declares he has 49 notches in his bludgeon. He wants to make it an even 50. Now, look farther down the street. You see another hooligan grab a stranger and crack his spine in 3 places. The assailant has done so on a mere $2 bet. There are dozens of street gangs down here. One has more than 1,200 members. Its leader demands absolute loyalty and obedience, and he usually gets it. He has personally invented many of the unimaginable cruelties associated with the local gangs. Like sharp blades in the soles of one's boots to bloody a man when he's down. Metal wedges attached to the thumbs for the purpose of gouging out eyes. And when gangs clash here in gangland, the rumble is always a fight to the death. Now, the police just flat out won't come to this section of town unless they come 10 at a time. No, the cops have an agreement with the gangs. There will be no police interference in gang activities as long as all dead bodies are left in a certain park before dawn. Predictably, among the myriad vices, there's plenty of drug traffic here. Gangland is a little easier to behold through glazed-over eyes, so the drug traffic. There's a shredded newspaper in the gutter over there. Let's pick that up. There's just enough of it readable to make out some of an article about this very neighborhood. Reporters are calling this very neighborhood the most dangerous place in the city. Well, that's a gross underestimation. This place is probably the most dangerous place in the whole world. And through word pictures, you have just ventured there and returned to tell. Among the dozens of street gangs that wade and slash their way through the poverty and depravity and filth is one in particular. They call themselves the 40 Thieves. All day and all night long, its members are routinely dispatched on missions of theft and mayhem and murder. And I direct your attention to this one group of hoodlums, not only because it was the first street gang in the district, but because it was the first street gang in the entire country. For that newspaper you and I just picked up, that newspaper you and I just retrieved from the gutter, that was the New York Evening Post. And the derogatory line you read from it referred to New York's notorious Five Points District. And the newspaper's date is 1829. Whatever sin is or is not in our cities, it is not new. For once upon a time, American police did not even carry firearms. But now you know when and where they started. And now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story.